Hello and welcome to Coptic Voice Radio. This is Peter and this program is proudly brought to you by the Coptic Orthodox Diocese of Sydney, its affiliated regions, and proudly sponsored by the Coptic Media Association Sydney. Today we've got a wonderful list of segments, beginning with our Gospel Reflection, which is our weekly segment, and the Gospel of today is the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. Then we've got a young man involved in a wonderful initiative called Families Matter. So hang around and find out what that's all about. We'll also be speaking about the persecuted church. And for today, we will also focus predominantly on the persecuted church in the Middle East. We'll also talk about a great feast, which is that of presenting the Lord Christ to the temple after 40 days, I should say, of his blessed birth. And then we'll wrap it up with our final segment for this afternoon with Raising Kids before we finish off the program with our weekly segment of Did You Know, which is always picking the brains of our co-presenter, Jack. How are you, Jack, by the way?
Well, thanks.
And our listeners may have noticed that Father Schnuder is not doing this introduction for the program, but he'll be here shortly for the Gospel Reflection after this short song.
Remember those who are in hospitals as we speak, and we want us to dedicate this special program to a very special, very dear friend of our program, that is our blessed and dearest Frankie Francois, who is a Mad St. George supporter. And today there is a wonderful day at the Cogra, a day of St. George festival and play. And Frankie, we know you are at the hospital watching and hearing our program. This program, Frank, is dedicated to you, my dear blessed brother. May God grant you good healing and quick healing and restore you to good health and turn it back to your family, because you're such a special person, a man that loves children, a man that loves to educate children, and you're a very special person at St. Mark's Coptic Orthodox College as Deputy head of the college. You are truly a special person. And we pray that you get better and well, restored to good health, because you're a great man, a man that loves his wife, a man that loves his two beautiful boys. Frankie, get better in this program, mate. All of it is dedicated to you, because you're such a blessed person. And we are going to go directly into the Gospel of John, chapter 6, from verse 5 to 14. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And then Jesus lifted up his eyes and seen the great multitude coming towards him. He said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread that these may eat?" But this he said to test him, for himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little." One of the disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, but what are they among so many?" Then Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples and to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish, as much as they wanted. So when they were filled, he said to the disciples, "Get up the fragments that remain, so that nothing is lost." Therefore they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of 5 barley loaves which were left over by those who had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the sign that Jesus did, said, "This is truly the prophet who is to come into the world. Glory be God, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen." The Gospel of the 2 Fish and 5 Loaves of Bread. The Gospel of Blessing. The Gospel that reminds us that we place all our needs and all our wants before the Lord God, and God will bless. The Gospel that tells us that when Jesus blessed, he truly blesses and fed 5,000 men, let alone the women, let alone the children, let alone the elderly, let alone all those that may have been there. Can you imagine 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread feeding 5,000, a multitude of people, a multitude that came to listen to the voice of Jesus? And Jesus looked up to heaven and saw his people hungry. They were not just only hungry for food, but they were hungry for the word of God. The word of God that grants them eternal life and eternity in abundance. Our Lord Jesus Christ looks at you, looks at me, looks at us as children, as sons, and as daughters, and tells us, "My son, my daughter, come to me. You who are heavy laden, come to me, and I'll give you rest. Come to me, those who are hungry, and I'll feed you. Come to me, those who are thirsty, and I'll quench your thirst. Come to me, those who seek guidance, I will guide you. Come to me, I am listening to you because you are my children. Truly, my friend, our Lord is waiting for you and responding to you and wanting to resolve the issues that you have in your heart, heavy laden, heavy burden. And truly, the world is heavy burden, heavy laden with many things. Jack, your reflection on this, Jack.
Yes, Father, this is a beautiful gospel reading. it's absolutely incredible, this miracle that occurred on the mountain, whereby the Lord provided for over 5,000 men, not including the women and the children. God prayed, and heaven provided.
And not in that, Jack,
what
by
was
the way.
Needed and more.
Not in that, by the way, at the end, how many baskets of large baskets was taken?
It was over 12 baskets.
Jesus said,
incredible.
Let nothing be wasted. You know why that Jesus wanted to do that? That what the disciples will see for their own eyes how much fragments was taken. And there was 12 large baskets. Wouldn't it be a small basket? Would be in those large baskets that were filled with bread. Can you imagine? Everyone was fed. 5,000 men were fed besides the woman and the children. And everyone. And then at the end, he collected those fragments that were disciples to see that he is Lord and God and Savior. And whatever we put in between his hands, the Lord will bless.
That's right. God blesses the very small amounts that we give. God just seeks our heart. He seeks the love in giving from his sons and daughters. And this is a great heavenly blessing where so many people were fed and nourished, and they were blessed by listening to the Holy Gospel from the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ at the mountain. So it must have been an awesome experience to listen to Christ and to be blessed with his presence and to be filled not only physically but spiritually. It's such a beautiful miracle. And it's great to listen.
Thanks, Jack. Peter, what are your reflection on the gospel of two fish and five loaves of bread and the gospel of blessings?
Father, you and Jack have said a lot about this passage and really summed it up well. So that, you know, pretty much the only thing that I can think of that's remaining left to be said is how the people came to follow Christ and to hear his words. It's amazing. In those days, of course, we don't have massive franchises like, you know, McDonald's on every street corner and convenience stores and takeaway shops. So these people, these thousands of people, this huge multitude went out not expecting, you know, to be comfortable that day and for all the arrangements to be made. No one promised any five-star treatment. No one promised anything like that. So it shows that they didn't want to let the worldly things get in the way of hearing the words of Christ. And then Christ, of course, did accommodate for them, which is something that we can take away from this gospel reading. For example, if I'm pressured to work on a Sunday so that, you know, I can earn my bread and butter rather than go to church, or, you know, what can I do in that instance? You know, maybe I can pray to God and put my faith in him and come to hear his word. And watch how he blesses the things that I have. Watch how he blesses the income that I make. Watch how he blesses, you know, makes the little bit go a long way for me and my family. You know, I think that's a really great lesson where we, you know, can prioritize the comforts of this world and, you know, and our faith in Christ.
Yeah, Peter, on that note, the Lord teaches us to always give and help others. And it's very important, even if it's a small amount of giving to those who are poor and or to the church. We as Christians need to always show love and compassion unto others. And for those who are sick, God requires of us to ask about them, ring them, remember them in our prayers, or those who are going through problems, to give an ear and listen to their pains and try to give them advice and pray for them also. So God requires of us always to give, because the Lord Jesus gave his life on the cross, and that was the greatest sacrifice. So we as his sons and daughters need to also, in a likewise manner, show love and compassion unto others.
I love your reflections, Jack. You're always very enlightening.
Abinor,
have you got anything to add to this reflection?
Yeah, I can see how it really reflects on our lives when we go to Christ not expecting anything or following him and He gives abundantly, and He never leaves us empty-handed, even if we just need to follow, and we're never left.
Apanorba, I believe you also volunteer for an organization that very much relies on your faith in God to keep the organization running. We might talk about that a little later.
Sounds good.
After this short break, we'll be back with the next segment for our program, so stay tuned.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Hello and welcome back to Coptic Voice Radio on 98.5. We have with us a young man by the name of Abanorb, who's here to talk to us about a initiative called Families Matter, which is an initiative
of Exodus Youth Works.
Exodus Youth Works, that's the one. Yeah. I just couldn't find that one, the words for that. So tell us about Families Matter, Abanorb.
So, I mean, as Exodus Youth Works continue to branch out and really touch the lives of many people, a new initiative has been born out of that called Families Matter. And it's under the umbrella of Exodus, and with the foresight of providing positive and cooperative relationships between families and everything to do with families. So, like, as relationships and whatnot. And we had a very successful parenting workshop last November, and that involved heaps of discussions, and it was facilitated by professional counselors, psychologists, and we spoke about a range of topics, from understanding your child's love language, which love language was something that was explained and spoken about, five love languages, which I can't remember off the top of my head. What parenting style you have as a parent, and whether you should smack your child or not. All issues that were really spoken about and delved into within the seminars and the workshops, which the parents gave excellent feedback. So we've decided to run a service for couples and families to help guide the future generations to build positive relationships. And hopefully these workshops that we're holding will give young couples and couples who have been together for some time the skills and the tools needed to fruition as couples and partners and people entering into relationships under the eyes of God. And I think that's what really our community needs at this time.
I think that sounds like a brilliant initiative. It's a very good idea, you know, with today's rates of family breakdown. Myself as a social worker, I see it all too often. So if any of our listeners are interested in, you know, making some positive steps to better their family life and their parenting techniques, how can they find out about any future workshops?
Well, Families Matter is actually on Facebook. If you search up Families Matter, you will find us on Facebook.
Okay, and is there a website as well, or only the Facebook site?
It's only the Facebook for now.
So it's not on the Exodus website?
Through the Exodus, if you like Exodus Youth Works on Facebook, you will definitely see a link to Families Matter.
Fantastic. Thanks for joining us, Abinorb. That was delightful.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome back to Coptic Voice Radio. We've got a laughter this afternoon. Honestly, it's beautiful to be with you, lovely people. And we're so happy that our listeners are listening in to our program. And I hope you're listening and enjoying the program this afternoon. We want to talk about the persecuted church. Very serious matter. And the church, by the way, throughout the Middle East, Indonesia, Asia, even the Western world, there are levels of persecution happening. And with me to talk about it is Jack. Jack.
Thank you, Father.
Tell us a bit about what's happening of late.
Yes, Father, we are alarmed because there's always daily reports of attacks on churches and innocent civilians. And it's very sad. Recently, there's been a lot of bombings in Cairo and other places, of course, which has been happening for a long time, like in Iraq and Libya, parts of Africa, Iraq. And we do need to pray for our brothers and sisters out there and for everyone. In a lot of these attacks, it's not just Christians that are victims, they're others. And everyone is our brother or sister in humanity, and we are concerned. We would like to live in a world where there's peace and security, justice, freedom, and democracy for all. And that's everyone's God-given right. For peace and security in particular. And unfortunately, in a lot of attacks, you have young people injured, and there's others that lose their lives, unfortunately. And some of those injuries are horrendous, where people can lose limbs, or they can lose any of their senses. And it's just heartbreaking. So we
isn't the real problem now, for example, in places like Syria?
Yes, Father.
There are millions of people displaced.
Of course. It's shocking, to be honest. And there's just a lot of victims. And unfortunately, this civil war that's been going on now for many years has cost the lives of innocent blood.
Iraq, many displaced people left.
Yes,
Iraq,
certainly.
Because of the persecution.
That's correct, yes.
And they are right across the board.
That's right, yes. It's all over the Middle East, Father, and we're very concerned.
And that is the reason why that Australia, like Italy and other places around the world, have been experiencing people travelling through dangerous waters to enter into the lands.
That's right, yes.
For safety.
Of course.
For asylum seeking.
Absolutely. They're seeking peace and security. And we enjoy that here in the West, and and we take it for granted.
Are you able to tell us about what happened to the constitution of late in Egypt, Jack?
Yes, Father. Well, the constitution now has been passed, and we're looking forward for presidential elections, which is coming up, I believe, in April. And we pray that Egyptians will make the right decisions for the future of Egypt. And obviously, we'd like to see fair democratic elections and for positive change, where safety and security will be restored, and there'll be more law and order, less crimes, more employment opportunities, improved infrastructure for Egyptian citizens. And and obviously to help people over the poverty line. Unfortunately, as there are millions of kids living in the streets and a lot of young people who are unemployed, and unfortunately they fall in the wrong paths, and they take lives of crime, and they get involved in drugs and other things, and we are concerned about that young generation. And we're hoping and praying that things will improve for everyone in Egypt, not just the rich, but for the poor, because the society is built on all social classes. And Father, we are concerned about our girls and women that have been missing for some time. Unfortunately, they've been victims of abduction, and we know very well that their parents are very concerned about the safety and well-being of their children. And we pray that our brothers and sisters who are currently in any captivity return to their families safely, and those who are guilty of these crimes are brought to justice. And basically it just shouldn't happen. People should be able to live in peace and harmony. We shouldn't witness any abductions of young boys or girls or women or men, of that matter.
And after this short break, we're going to talk about the feast of presenting the Lord Christ to the temple.
Get for your money, and it seems such a waste of time. If that's what it's all about, mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out.
Welcome back to Coptic Voice Radio. This is Father Shnuth Mansour. Welcome to our program this afternoon. And we are talking about today, this afternoon, the feast of presenting the Lord Christ to the temple. What happened today? On this day, we celebrate the feast of presenting Christ to the temple after 40 days of his blessed birth. Saint Joseph the Righteous and his mother, the Virgin Mary, present him to the temple to fulfill the Moses law. St. Luke the Evangelist says that when his parents brought him according to the custom law, the just and devout Simon the elder took him in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you let your servant depart in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people. A light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. Simon was one of the 70 elders who translated the Old Testament from Hebrew to Greek. This was in Ptolemy Soter in the year 296 BC. He was sent by the will of God to Jerusalem. He brought 70 men from among the learned Jewish teachers and scholars and commanded them to translate the Old Testament from Hebrew to Greek. He put every two of them in an isolated place so they would not agree on one translation, and to ensure the correct text after comparing all of their translations. Simon the Elder was one of them. When Simon was translating the verse from Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14, which reads, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel." He was afraid to translate that a virgin would conceive because the king would mock him. He wanted to translate the virgin as a young lady. He was disturbed because of this inaccurate translation. And God revealed to him in a vision that he would not die before he would see Christ the Lord born of a virgin. This was fulfilled and lived about 300 years. When Christ was born, he was very well advanced in age and his sight dimmed. When he carried the Christ Jesus in his hands, his sight came back to him, and the Holy Spirit told him, "This is the child that you have been waiting for." He blessed God and said, "You are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people. I like to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of people Israel." And we find this in Luke chapter 2, verse 28 to verse 32. May I say to you, that's why we present the young boys at 40 days to baptism and also the girls at 80 days for baptism. Truly our Lord is God and Savior, and truly this wonderful feast on this day that the Coptic Church, the Orthodox Churches, will be celebrating because of the blessed period of Christmas. It's past 40 days a bit, and we are really going into the period where in about less than 10 days now, the Great Lent. Can you imagine, my friend? The Great Lent is around us. And after a short break, we'll be talking about raising children. How do you raise your child? That'll be our discussion this afternoon.
Ask me if there'll come a time when I grow tired of you. Never, my love. Never, my love. You wonder if this heart of mine will lose its desire. You think love will end when you know that my whole life depends on you. Da 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 da. Spend your whole life with me.
Raising children. We were raised by our parents, and I'm certain that our parents didn't have any manual say, well, this is how you raise Jack, this is how you raise Peter, this is how you raise Marco, this is how you raise Georgie. I don't know, I don't think so. What do you think, guys?
They had to learn their way through, follow their nose, I would say.
Oh, gee, goodness gracious me. Man, raising children is, you know, it's a hard thing, you know. I guess we learn how to change nappies and how to put the dummy in the mouth of the baby. And
only when they're small, father.
And also how to warm the bottle up for the child, make sure it's not hot, mate, and, you know.
That's right.
And all that. So we're raising children. I guess there are different stages in raising children.
That's true.
The aspect when they are infants, as opposed to toddlers, to those, you know, where they are children. And then there are the aspect when they are teenagers, then the aspect, you know, they are young adults, then God help us after that.
Of course, it is. There's stages. But all the way through, Father, we need to show love and commitment for our children,
and
as our parents said for us.
You know, obviously, Jack, you're a father of two.
That's fun.
And you also speak from experience.
That's right, yes.
What's it like raising two boys, Jack?
It's hard work, Father, that's for sure. And everyone will tell you, boys are hyperactive. There's not one boy that isn't.
Yeah. Frankie, are you listening on to the program, Frankie? Man, I mean, you got two boys, man. How do you keep up with these, your two beautiful boys, Frankie? And I guess you're listening, and we actually, as we speak, Frankie is in hospital, had a major surgery, and we've dedicated this program from the beginning that this program is for Frankie. We love you, Frankie, man. We love your beautiful boys and your beautiful family, man, because you are a great dad, a model dad, how you raised your two boys. Just like you, Jack, you raised those two boys, mate, beautiful.
Not all the way. They're still young, Father. But I guess there's a lot to learn days to come.
I guess, Jack, you know, having girls is much different. Approach is
similar
different.
Similar in a way, of course.
I mean, you can't scream at them. You can't scream at your boys, by the way, because they become very sensitive.
That's right.
Raising boys is different to raising girls, by the way. There's a different approach. I mean, for example, can you imagine chatting your wife all the time, Jack? You wouldn't ever be doing that, would you?
It's hard work. Yeah, you have to know.
It's hard work.
How to tame your children and teach them right from wrong and being there for them. It's an absolute learning curve.
So what is the most difficult part of raising children, Jack?
Getting them to listen and to be patient, I would say, Father. There's always difficulty.
All right. How do you instill virtues in the children?
Well, it's very important. You bring them up in the fear of God. And in doing so, there is a lot of benefit in their upbringing, obviously, because people respect them in community when they see them polite and courageous young people that will contribute to society, of course. And they need a dare to be different, not to follow in the ways of the world. We expect them to uphold morals and to show Christian love onto others, and be part of the society.
We live in a society that tells us that we should have more of this,
exactly,
more of that, and to be...
Absolutely. Very materialistic, in other words.
Yeah. How do we instill children in the virtue of love towards your fellow man?
Well, they need to learn to have content and to always want to give and appreciate what they have, whether it's clothes, shoes, or whatever that may be, toys even, or the latest technology. Obviously, we do our very best to provide what they need and what they want, but we expect as well that they do the right thing, and they're good kids that listen to their parents, and they always seek the right and good advice, and they keep away from bad company, and they get a good education life, obviously.
Absolutely, Jack. Now, tell me, what is the most enjoyable thing with your children?
Most enjoyable thing, Father, would be to spend that time with them, to play with them, to see their upbringing through different stages. And just for the child to say, I love you, Dad, or yes, Dad, you know, to show that communication and to see that love between the parent and the child is so rewarding.
How's it like to be called Dad?
Great. as long as they're not always asking for something.
So you're trying to tell me then when I call you Dad, it means that I'm after something?
No, of course not. No, you'll be saying it with a sense of humor.
Well, listen, it's, you know, may I say to my dear friends, as we spoke about family matters, truly, honestly, family does matters. Reminds me, Peter, of mine matters. You know, the New South Wales Education Board brought in mine matters in order to look at the mental health of people. So it's great to have something along those lines in order that we're able to show that family matters. And talking about particularly raising children, and obviously there are many aspects for out this week concerning about issue of rearing girls and marrying girls underage. And may I say to you that, you know, we as parents need to protect our children.
Absolutely.
And raise our children, because this is one of the responsibilities, that duty of care for our children.
Absolutely.
And as parents, we cannot neglect our duty of care as parents, as mum and as dads.
Absolutely, Father. We need to take care of them. We need to know who they mix with. We need to make sure they have good friends, and that they do the right thing, and they seek good advice, and they don't take the bad advice, and that their conscience is always alive. So when they do come across temptation, that they say no to sin, and that they are confident in the right decisions that they make, and that they can lead, and not just follow others. There's times where you follow and other times where you lead. So I'd like to see the young generation doing the right thing. And as Bishop Bishop Musa once said, the challenge is for us to dare to be different. We don't have to do the wrong thing to be happy in our lives. God expects us to do the right thing, and we can enjoy life in every good way.
Father, you also mentioned something that got my mind ticking, and it was mental health. Mental health, I'm not interested in talking about mental health for this segment, but barriers in general, not just mental health. It could be self-esteem, it could be literacy, numeracy, it could be, you know, anything, you know, of like behavioral issues or anger management strategies, or, you know, all of these things, they're things that kids can have as barriers. So when it comes to raising a kid, and myself, I'm not a father, but I am a youth worker, which means that I've heard just about every complaint against their parents that a teenager can make behind their back, really. So, you know, it's a bit of an inside tip here for parents to listen to your kids. And it's not, we can't talk about raising kids as in you got to do it this way. The real way to properly raise your kids is to teach them how to acknowledge and how to be flexible. And by listening to them, you treat them as individuals. The way you raise one kid could be very different to the way you raise another kid. Maybe being very strict with one child is not going to work with, you know, another child. Maybe being, you know, full of energy and life for one child, they may love that, but the other child may think, you know, dad's a loser. So you've got to understand your children and respond to, you know, raise them appropriately according to their own individual personality and embrace it and show a lot of love. And we did actually cover a lot of this in, you know, I think a couple of years ago in a show that I haven't forgotten with our sociologist, Samia, who we you know, it's long overdue. We should have her on again. But by listening to your kids and really giving it the time of day, I think that's the best thing you can do, and to bring them up by example as well, because no matter how many words you can spin, you're just a politician if you don't follow with, you know, putting, you know, your words into action yourself.
And parents are not politicians, but they're diplomats for the kingdom of heaven. My friend, diplomacy is so important. That's why it says by St. Paul, saying, fathers, don't provoke your sons.
And I'd like to humbly add that what's very important is that we pray for the kids. As much as we can advise them and watch over them for their own good, we always have to pray that God protects them and be with them, because we can't be there every moment when the kids are at school or when they're out and about going out with friends or if they're in any social activity. So we always have to have faith in God and pray that God will be with them and protect them always. And they're the future.
Amen.
Sonny, yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sonny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Oh, the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere, sunny one so true. I love you. Sunny, sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. For the love that you brought my way, you gave to me your all and all. Now I feel just about 10 feet tall, sunny one so true. I love you. We'll be right back.
And now it's time for the Did You Know segment.
Did you know that Jesus fed over 5,000 people from blessing 5 loaves and 2 fish?
Did you know that God seeks your salvation?
Did you know that Jesus teaches us to be kind and compassionate unto others?
Did you know that 12 large baskets of fragments were left over from the gathering of the people at the mountain?
Did you know that God created you in His image?
And did you know that you've been listening to Coptic Voice Radio, a program proudly brought to you by the Coptic Orthodox Diocese of Sydney and its affiliated regions, and proudly sponsored by the Coptic Media Association Sydney. If you wish to write to us, you could do so at CopticVoiceRadio@gmail.com, or you can also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/Coptic Voice Radio.
And now it's time for us to say goodbye, but we want to say, Frankie, my blessed brother, we wish you from Coptic Voice Radio a quick healing and good healing and safe return to your beautiful family, and that way you're able to raise your 2 beautiful boys. Frankie, we love you, mate. And from Coptic Voice Radio, we wish you good health. And my dear friends, have a GW, which means a great weekend, with a GS, a great smile on your face, because you're all beautiful people. At same time next week, see you at 2 o'clock and 98.5 FM. And God bless. Sign out. This is Father Schnur the Mansell.
Son, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Depart in peace. May the peace of God be with you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one, through Christ Jesus our Lord. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever.